We're winging our way to settle to say good morning to Carolyn Lobb. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Lee. Hi. Hi.
What are we talking about today?
Today we have a really lovely guest on. We have Jonathan Kerr, who is the director of Age UK North Craven, and they're based in Settle. So I'd like to say firstly, thank you, Jonathan, for coming on today. I really, really appreciate your time. And I'm going to ask you a really thick question to start off with today. I do apologise. But what is the difference between Age UK, which obviously you are, and Age Concern? Are you two separate entities there?
Right. Hi, Carolyn. And hi, Lee.
Hiya.
Age UK, Age UK is complicated at the best of times. So there's a national Age UK charity based in London, a big one that advertises, that contacts the government on behalf of older people, campaigns, and does various things and has a national remit. Then there are something like 120 smaller local Age UKs around the country, and they're based on geography. And Age UK North Craven is based out of Settle and covers North Craven. There's an Age UK Selby, there's an Age UK Scarborough, there's an Age UK Oxfordshire, there's an Age UK Islington, an Age UK Sussex. So there's Age UKs all over the place.
Nice.
Some based on like a county size, some based on a geographical size, and they're all independent charities. Now, Age UK was formed maybe like 15 years ago when Age Concern merged with Help the Aged. So there were two national charities that work with older people, and they thought rather than spending all this money on administration and things like that, it was easier to do it that way. And at that time, all the Age Concerns were invited to become Age UKs, and a lot of them did, and some of them chose not to. So some of them chose, often there were the slightly smaller ones, but not always. They decided to remain as an Age Concern. So if you go back for us, we were formed in 1987 in Settle as Age Concern North Craven, and 10 years ago we became Age UK North Craven when we joined up and accepted the new arrangements.
Jonathan, so what do you attempt to do with the charity? What is your purpose?
Right, so all the Age UKs do things a bit differently. Our purpose is to help older people in later life to live as good a life as they possibly can. So there's no set rules that an Age UK has to do anything in particular. What we do a range of things. We do something called information and advice. So we're a bit like a CAB for older people. So we've got expertise on legal issues, on housing issues, on benefits issues, on various things that you can get from us. We do a lot of, we call it befriending, which is really sort of working with people to try and help them stop being lonely, keep them connected to people. And we did that a lot before on a one-to-one basis, and we've been doing a lot of it over the phone. We have a transport scheme. So we have minibuses, and again, before the lockdown, we were running people around, taking people to get-togethers, or just taking people shopping, or taking people on fun trips.
Yeah.
And we were running a car scheme, a voluntary car scheme, which takes people to their health appointment. So one based out of the surgery in Bentham and Ingleton, and one based out of the surgery in Settle as well. And then we try and do lots of fun things as well.
So, Jonathan, by CAB, can you explain what you mean by CAB?
Yeah, Citizens Advice. By that, I mean that Citizens Advice offer, if anybody's got a question about something or a concern about something, they're not sure whether they're being fleeced or they're entitled to something or they're worried about something in particular, Citizens Advice are always there on the phone to offer advice like that. We sort of do a similar thing, but very specifically for older people and their families. So if people aren't sure about whether they should get attendance allowance, which helps them, aren't sure about a will that they need to sort out, aren't sure about something like a power of attorney, aren't sure about what to do in a legal situation if somebody is maybe starting to live with dementia, then we can help them with those sorts of things.
Jonathan, do you also deal, I presume, You must come across them, scams that are aimed at older people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Telephone and letter and all sorts.
They're dreadful and they're bloody good. There's so many of them and they're refreshed all the time. We try and remind people about them. We put them on our website. We contact people. And, I mean, probably the best response to them is using social media, because social media is so fast to get things around to people.
It doesn't
get it to everybody, but it certainly gets the message out very quickly, because they do vary and change. And some of them, you know, are being done nationally. Some of them are very local. But, yes, we're always trying to give people advice about how to bank safely, how to order things safely, how to shop online safely. And we've just been developing recently. We've taken somebody on the last 6 months who's, we're calling our digital inclusion officer, and they're there to help people with their smartphone, with their tablet, with their laptop. Some people to help them just get online, but some people who are already, you know, quite active, just to help them get more from it, but to be really safe when they're doing things.
Jonathan, as well, I think I know you're aware of the work I've done with the allotment in Bentham, but you've actually got an allotment in Settle as well, haven't you, I think?
We've had this allotment for about a year now, and it was really frustrating because we were really lucky. We got a little lottery grant to help us set it up, so we've got a really nice sociable shed on there with an overhang which we can sit under because it does rain occasionally in Settle, and we built lots of raised beds so people can do a bit of weeding or a bit of planting and don't get a bad back. And we've got a polytunnel. We've even got a loo there that we've got set up. So we've got it all set up really nicely. We just started having some open sessions on Wednesday and Friday afternoon. And we've got Ruth, who looks after it for us, with a lot of her family volunteer and support it as well. And it's brilliant. And we've got people going along there for a chat, for a cup of coffee, coming away with maybe a bag of herbs or some salad leaves for tea, or a flower to put somewhere. And it's really nice. And people, you know, people just, it's a lovely place just to go and chill and just to go and have a chat. And we're talking to the guys in Bentham about them developing theirs as well. And it's been quite popular, hasn't it, sort of with the pandemic, with people appreciating allotments and growing your own for all the different reasons. You know, really, there's a lot of work done about how it helps people's mental health and how people really like connecting with growing and just being on outside. Bit of physical activity if you can manage it as well. It's really great.
It's been a difficult year for everyone for different reasons, but I guess older people have been particularly affected by the pandemic. Yeah. They've had to stay indoors and shield themselves for the most part. Are you now coming out of that process and trying to look forward and look at what you can do now?
Yeah, you're right. It's been really hard and people have been really frightened. People, they're the most vulnerable in most cases, and we are looking to get out. And then it's a real roller coaster. You know, you're getting ready to start again and then you're stopping again. So we're planning, we stopped a lot of the normal activities which we're now planning to resume, so like get togethers, lunch clubs and things like that. But we have to make sure they're safe. We were taking people backwards and forwards on the minibus, so we have to be able to get enough people on the minibus as well. And if people are distanced, you know, so we're using a minibus today to get people to drop in that we have in Settle, and we can only get three in at a time. So it really curtails how we can operate it properly. But we're planning all those things. It's been a challenge as well, because it will have been 18 months that we'll basically have been stopped doing the traditional things, and we relied a lot on volunteers, and a lot of those volunteers were elderly, and some of those have decided to call it a do. Some of the clients or people that came along maybe can't get along anymore. So there'll be some real changes. It'll be a challenge for everybody to get back up and running, but everybody's looking forward to it so much. We're having some get-togethers now on Wednesdays in Settle, and the look on people's faces when some people haven't seen each other for over a year, and they're really, really pleased about getting back together, having a cup of tea together, having a chat. You know, we've done Zoom meetings, we've done phone befriending, we've done things, but it's really not the same thing. And people have really missed the face-to-face.
And what have you got planned in the coming months?
Well, we're planning to reopen all of our lunch clubs and activities that are going on. We're planning to get our transport up and running again. So we'll be taking people out on trips. People will be able to go to Morecambe, to Harrogate, to Kendal, to go and have some fun. So we want to get that up and running again and cracking on. The other interesting thing, a new thing we've just started, is walking rugby. So we've had 2 weeks of that. And people might have heard of walking football, and it's been had quite a lot of media coverage, and it's been very popular. And it's basically playing almost five-a-side football, but walking and not running. So targeted at those people who perhaps are not in their glory years anymore. But
I wonder how you do the scrums.
Well, we've only had our second session last Friday, and basically it's almost like sevens touch rugby, only in a very small area. And in the rules that we're following, there are small scrums, but we haven't got onto that yet. And it'd be a bit tricky, wouldn't it, with COVID at the moment. We're all a bit, bit close and cuddly. But I tell you what, if anybody fancies walking rugby, we're doing it at North Rib at Settle on Fridays. And we're starting it at we're doing it 3:30 to 4:30. We've got a coach there, and it's very ever so funny because the coach, after he's finished with us oldies, goes on and coaches the real, real littlies. So there's kids coming who are 2 years after us to come and join us. And
wow.
I think it looks a lot of fun. But there's about 12 of us going along for the first couple of weeks of walking rugby, and we're all reliving our glory days, if we ever had any glory days. Men and women, so ages from 40s through to their 80s. So a lot of fun. And we're going to be definitely looking to do more of this, where I'm trying to get in touch with the football club in Settle to start off with. It's already going on in Ingleton, where there's a walking football going on as well. In the past, we've done some, I don't know if we call it walking cricket, but certainly a very slow-paced cricket that we've done at Settle Cricket Club that we'd look to introduce again. We're really looking at trying to think again about keeping people active. A lot of people think of Age UK only when you've almost had it. You know, we're getting people in the 90s who say, I'm not old enough yet to come to an Age UK thing. So we appreciate that people think we're really there as the safety net for the safety net. And that's fine, and we are there for that. But what we're aware of is that the more we can help people keep active, help people keep connected and keep friendships going, the better quality of life they'll have and the healthier they'll be. And you know, everybody will need some sort of care later on, but hopefully it puts it off a year or two. So we're very much focusing on trying to keep people active, keep people having fun, and to really do things with people, not to people. So, you know, working with people. So people have got a bright idea and want to do something, and we'd love to come and work with them on that. So that's where the allotment came from. That's where the walking rugby came from. We're talking to the Bowls Club in Settle about having an open day where we would encourage people to go along, and that will benefit the Bowls Club if people find they quite like it and want to join and do that on a regular basis. And it will help the people that join make some new friendships and keep fit and active. So it's that sort of idea we're sort of promoting at the moment and trying to move towards.
Brilliant. Well, Jonathan Kerr, Director at North Craven Age UK, thanks for joining us this morning. It's been great to speak to you. And thanks for filling us in on all your activities. Sounds like you're going to be very busy over the next few months.
That's great. Thanks for having me, Lee. Really enjoyed it. And you, Carolyn. Good to see. Good to talk to you both again.